Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. What a novel idea. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988, with Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident since 1977, here with talent on loan from...
Cindy Souter.
As usual, my weekly multiple listing update, tracking median home price sales weekly, year to date, and also the current inventory, all compared to last year's numbers, and looking again at January, February, 05 to 06. And finally, reaching the point in the year where last year around this time, I started looking at the percent of listings that were in escrow. So if you were looking at a gross number of, we got 400 listings, but hey, 25% are in escrow, so we only have 300 to look at. Versus you have 400 listings, only 10% of those 400 listings are in escrow. So that would give you 360 to look at. So we've had quite a shift in those percentage numbers from last April 05 to the beginning of the year 06. Today's guest is not very shy. She jumped in to fill in the gap. I guess I could actually start that as a new bit for the program, letting the guest just fill in where talent comes from. Cindy Souter is for lack of a better term, a permit planner expediter. Is that do you have a card? What does it say on your card?
It says Souter Land Use Consulting on the card, but it's all under that umbrella, yes.
You have an umbrella on your card?
No, I do not have an umbrella on my card.
I have an umbrella of services. I don't have one of your cards, actually.
Oh, you don't? We'll have to fix that.
I know, I'd like to, and I have a new card I could give you.
We can trade.
Cindy Souter used to work for the city or the county or both?
The county.
Leslie Monser, who held a position in town locally, similar to your position, mm-hmm. Did she work for both the city and the county?
I know she worked for the county. I don't know about the city.
You worked for the county, you said?
Mm-hmm.
County. How'd that work out for you?
Well, it was a long time ago. I left in 98. But... worked out pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm where I am now.
You're on this program.
Exactly.
Look where it got you. So you worked for the county for a couple of years. You got to know, were you behind the planning desk there, the planning and development department?
Yeah, I worked in PAD. I worked in comprehensive planning, which is like the long range planning. But part of my job was to comment on the development projects. So I'd look at the new projects coming in and comment on those and how they fit in with the long-term goals of the county, basically, is how that worked.
And your comments were, so whether or not they conformed?
Yeah, like if it was consistent with policy and not so much the zoning because they took care of that upstairs, but just the long-range goals for the county and the county policies.
And these projects that you looked at, were these the onesies and twosies? Were these big projects?
Big projects, mostly.
So not somebody who wanted to install a water heater on the side of their house and
no.
Wanted to know about the setbacks? Because I have a question about that.
Yes.
You do that now?
Yeah, now I do that.
Yeah.
So in the but that's where I got started.
You got started. County has received some flack over the years. They have this jury that comes out once a year and beats them up.
Mm-hmm.
Had some turnover.
Mm-hmm.
Patent was the director at that time, right? When you worked there, John Patent?
It was actually Patton, but yes.
Patton?
Yeah.
And then Alexis, what was that guy's name?
Val Alexis. Alexis.
He seemed like a really nice guy.
He was a cool guy. Very reasonable.
And he kind of got blindsided, I think. They were doing some turnover, and suddenly he was gone. He didn't seem to have done anything wrong. He seemed to have made some headway, and then they just a scapegoat thing, or what?
I think it was just, you know, the timing of that, and then, you know, we had a 3-2 board, kind of no-growth board, and then Firestone got elected, which made it more development-friendly with the Board of Supervisors, and I think that, you know, his leaving and Firestone taking office and just having a different majority on the board, the trickle-down theory was that changes were going to happen. And changes are happening at the county.
Yeah, well, just in the paper Sunday, Brooks Firestone himself actually wrote an op-ed piece. Did you happen to read that?
I didn't.
Talking about the housing mandate, the housing element of the county mandate of the county general plan, and how some things are just non-negotiable. And then today there was a follow-up piece in the news press about that. And one of the candidates is trying to say not that we should just completely thumb our noses at the mandate, the state mandate, but try to question it. And Brooks Firestone was trying to imply that, well, maybe we should down the road change the law and the legislature that started this. But right now we have no options. We're one of the only counties that are out of compliance, and they seem to be very fearful of the repercussions of lawsuits. And I think a lot of people, though, who are opposed to all these forced housing mandates, I'm sure they'd all, well, let's all chip in $100. We'll raise a few hundred thousand bucks and we'll pay a few fines.
Yeah. But yeah, when the state law comes down that you have to have so many houses, you know, the state can always jerk all our funding for all our state funded programs. And, well, that's where they've got our handle.
I'm glad you brought that up.
We need that money.
I'm glad you brought that up, because she could pay a couple hundred thousand dollars in fines. But in actually today's paper, they did mention a couple $1 million in funding. But still, I think a lot of people who are opposed to it would say, all right, fine.
Yeah.
It's like it's chump change. You know, we'll just move on.
Yeah. But I mean, there's ways to meet our housing numbers. Just maybe like redevelopment. You know, we don't really need to build new houses in new areas. We could redevelop areas that we already have with greater density.
Which the city has done a lot of work along those lines, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Like all the condo conversions and stuff downtown that you think about, and new condos going up.
Right.
I mean, in certain areas of town, condos have a bad rap, but in theory, they're not that bad.
For the most part, I don't see a lot of flack in the city. There was that recent one with John Blankenship over on the west side that the neighbors opposed. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. And he had some huge problems over here on Garden. Oh, Mickey Flack's there. She was down the block from that.
Garden or Laguna?
I thought it was
the
Garden.
The new ones are on Laguna.
It was the one he sold it. He worked on it for 2-3 years and then he got out.
Oh, okay.
And
I think
it might be Garden, but it might not be. But it's in that vicinity, and Mickey Flax, I guess, is a big proponent of housing, but she was a big opponent of his deal. Maybe because it didn't include affordable housing, it might have been her. I don't know her story.
Yeah, but I don't know. I'm not familiar with that one.
So you think that there's I guess the big crutch of the crux rather of the state mandate in this new housing is that, well, everyone just doesn't want it stuck in this one area in the second district to take away, you know, and you know, so within the city, the infill, that works one way, but then when you have the rolling hills and the you know, open space, that's now, you know, do you have any creative, clever ideas on how to solve that problem?
No.
I mean, move some of those into
vacant land right now, I would say, is at risk for being developed.
But not if you're in Hope Ranch or Montecito.
Maybe, maybe not.
We don't seem to see a lot on the docket for...
Yeah, Hope Ranch is pretty built out, I think. There might be a few lots there that could still be split up, but it's pretty built out in Hope Ranch, I think.
Right, unless they were going to change the zoning.
But Hope Ranch is on septic. They don't have sewer. So until Hope Ranch gets sewer, there's probably not going to be a lot of significant development.
So that's they'll never be on sewer, will they?
Well, I guess it depends on depends on how time goes. If people decide that they really do want to have more development on their properties.
Jean Graffey has been on the program many times. She talked about the big change. You just changed the zoning. The upzoning in the, what was it, in the 70s in the city of Santa Barbara?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can never remember upzoning or downzoning. I just can't even keep it set in my head.
It's backwards from what it sounds like. If somebody gets downzoned, that means that it's... the density is going down. So actually your minimum lot size would be getting larger. If you get upzoned, your density is going up. So your minimum lot size is getting smaller.
Well, you know, I'm very tired. I woke up in the middle of the night, and no, that makes sense. I'm kidding you.
Yeah. It's backwards from what you think. It sounds like people are like, oh, our property's getting downzoned. They're all happy, and then they realize, oh, that's not good news for us.
It's the opposite. It's the opposite. So you got plenty of energy, and you're wide awake, considering.
I've had my coffee.
Your recent excursion to Vegas and.
Yes.
Were you up like all night and gambling and?
No, actually, there was one night that I think we went to bed around 2:30 or 3.
Oh, you actually went to bed. Well, that's something.
Yeah.
you know, I had no intention of actually spending the first segment talking about what we just talked about, but it was fun. I guess I should have looked down at my notes here. I'm talking with Cindy Souter, who is a, oh, you have a card. Can I throw your card over here?
Card.
I like to call her a big reach for the card, a permit planning expediter, but she says she's a land use consulting. You could have said land use consultant,
mm-hmm.
but no, the name of the company is Souter Land Use Consulting.
Right.
SLUC.
Yep.
So we're going to take a break. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, our phone number 564-1290, 564-1290. And if you are contemplating seeking permits or any construction, modification, variance on your property, you have a question about setbacks or building or habitable space or anything to do with getting a permit, you can actually call and ask today's guest a question, and for a very reasonable fee, we might answer your question. So have your credit card ready and call 564-1290, and we'll give it a shot. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. It's coming up on 18 minutes past the hour.